Every day Saturday, yeah, it's alright. Every day Saturday, we chopping tonight. Every day Saturday, yeah, that's how we live. Cause every day Saturday, yeah, Saturday. Every day Saturday, yeah, it's alright. Every day Saturday, we chopping tonight. Every day Saturday, yeah, that's how we live. Cause every day Saturday, yeah, Saturday. Sam Crowley, he's a father man. He's a father figure, yeah, he's a husband. Entrepreneur, motivational speaker. And you know that he's speaking through the speaker, yeah. Inspiring people, yeah, that's worldwide. So everyone could dream the dreams tonight. Real vibe for the brand. It's www.everydayissaturday.com. And that's not no nonsense. You already know that here is no fluffing. This world advice, and it's all for you. So take action, cause that's how we do. Get moving, yeah, you gotta listen to Sam. Cause you know, he the man with a plan.
Every day is Saturday and it's all right. What is up? Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational rapping podcast on the planet. The new intro. It's actually not the new intro. Unless you want it to be the new intro, it's kind of long though. Want to give a shout out to Influence. One of the podcast listeners sent me in that little jingle. Fired up listener of the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Rapping it out, man. Come on, you gotta admit, man, you were bouncing up and down with your mag rims and your big Lincoln Continental like I was when I heard that, right? Because every day is Saturday and it's all right. What's up? January 11th, 2016. I'm pretty fly for a white guy. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day Saturday podcast. The guy that gave the middle finger to the boss May 6, 2005, said, I'm going from a dream. Went bankrupt and it's all right. And ended up, doing this crazy show every day or most of the time for you. The dreamer, the doer, the entrepreneur. Hey, what's up? Last week, I can't even remember if I talked about this last week. So if I did, don't worry, I'm not going to bore you with the same show from last week. But honestly, I can't remember what I had for breakfast because after the Bengal loss this past weekend, Saturday night, I was in a jam-packed Paul Brown Stadium here in Cincinnati watching our beloved Bengals play our hated rivals, the Steelers. Saying we hate the Steelers would be a disservice to the word hate. It's bigger than, it's worse than that. So anyway, Bengals are up with a minute and a half left in the game. Vontaze Burfict, our star linebacker on the team, he's amazing and he's that crazy as well, and he will help you win and he will make you lose, and that's exactly what he did in the span of 90 seconds Saturday night. I cannot tell if you follow me on Periscope, you would have seen the live scope I did. It had to have been, I don't know, 11:30 at night when we finally, I say we because it's the Bengals and of course I'm part of that team and helped them win along with the 70,000 other people that were there. I did a live Periscope because we scored. We went up. We were up with a minute and a half left, and the place was going crazy. I mean, sheer pandemonium. It was our first playoff win going to be in 25 years. And then the wheels came off. Burfict and Pac-Man Jones just lost their mind, got back-to-back personal fouls, next thing you know. And I know we have people listening over 100 countries to this show. So, again, I know if you may not know the rules of our football game here in the U.S., let me just tell you, heart was ripped out. Ended up losing the game. So that's why I'm a little cloudy right now, but much better than I was yesterday. I've had a day to reflect, a day to recover, and I'll be all right. Hey, judge less, help more. Judge less, help more. Did I talk about that Friday? If I did, I'm going to talk a little bit more about it and tell you why. Because there was a couple here that had a baby in the Cincinnati Children's Hospital. They were up here from, they didn't have the baby there. They traveled from Trinity, Alabama. And we were interviewed on the local Fox affiliate here. They came out to our house on Friday because what happened was the mother was found dead of a drug overdose in the room of her baby, and the father was in the bathroom, OD'd. He wasn't dead. He just OD'd on both of them on heroin, and both had loaded weapons on them. It, you know, a pretty nasty scene in the hospital room. And, of course, social media blows up here, and everybody's judging the mom, and how could you, and you're a piece of scum, and all this stuff, white trash, blah, blah, blah. Just the stuff people go crazy with because their life is so damn perfect, and their sins are better than yours. Did you know that? Did you know that there's a hierarchy of sins, and their sins are actually better than yours? The people who judge you every single day? Yeah, it's awesome, man. I guess that there's a Class A sin and a Class B sin, you know, because their heroin addiction is way, way worse than your porn addiction, right? Or your alcohol addiction or whatever it is, your addiction to food that causes you to be obese and my healthcare costs to rise because we're paying for you. You know where I'm going with all that? So all this judging was just nuts. So I put a video on my YouTube channel Friday and just a 3.5-minute editorial said, whoa, 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 hold on, everybody, hold on. By all accounts, this mother, you look at her photo with her and her two kids, looks pretty damn normal to me, you know? Now, I know I've never been addicted to drugs. I've never even tried hard drugs. I've never tried cocaine or heroin or anything like that. But I know a lot of people that have, and I know the hold it puts on you, and I know that it's very difficult to escape. And then you add to that, this is why we were interviewed here locally on Fox News in Cincinnati. They came to our home just to observe everything that we got to do to care for our baby Susan, who breathes through a trach. And this family was in Children's Hospital awaiting airway surgery, which is what our child is most likely going to need, reconstructive surgery of the airway because it gets so damaged when they're on that trach. So when they interviewed us, they wanted to see, hey, what could have possibly been a trigger for these people to just lose it, go crazy with heroin? And I'm like, hey, man, if I had a problem like an alcohol problem or a drug problem and you gave me a trach baby to care for like we have now with all the responsibilities, let me tell you right now, you don't sleep. You just do not sleep. There's alarms and buzzers and things go off all night. You're constantly suctioning the trach tube to get the secretions out. I mean, and all the pressure is on you. This baby dies, it's on you. The baby lives, congratulations. But you know what you're doing helping that baby live is you're not sleeping and you're constantly caring. And my wife is the one doing most of the work, and I can imagine that the mom was the one doing a lot of the work as well because the husband worked outside of the home. So, of course, and then, you know, I put the video on my Facebook page, on the One More Breath page, and 95% of the comments were ultra positive and supportive. Thank you for, you know, recognizing that heroin is a terrible addiction, Sam, and, you know, God bless you, Sam, for, you know, speaking ill of the mother, not judging them, because the whole message was to judge less and help more. But then you get the jackasses that came on there, and there was a mom in particular, man, I banned her from the page, and I rarely do that. This self-absorbed narcissistic gas bag came on yesterday, Sunday, and I get a notification that, you know, I just checked the comment. And she's like, you're an enabler. I raised my kid at Cincinnati Children's, and she's 16 now, and blah, 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 and blah, 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 and I'm great, and look at me, and you're an enabler. These people are sick. You're an idiot. They're an idiot. Because she was addicted to drugs, the mom, and she died. And, of course, this Ms. Perfect comes on, complete and utter gas bag, and bloviates about how perfect her life is and how great she is. I mean, that's everything wrong. See, that's the battle we fight every day. You do, I do. Nobody wants to be judged. Sometimes we can't help it. Look, it's a fallen world, man. I judge people too, okay? But at least I'm man enough to admit when I do it, and I'll call myself out eventually. It may not be that minute. But man, I'm turning the corner. I'm telling you, 2016, I'm turning the corner, and I want you to come on this journey with me to judge less and help more. For example, you see somebody who's flubbing the dub. Maybe you know somebody who's cheating on their spouse, for example. All right, pull them aside. Said, hey man, I love you. All right, I love you. I love your family. I'm not judging you. I just want to help you out. What can I do to help you out? You see somebody taking too many drinks? You know, they're not leaving the bar, or maybe they're taking a drink before noon. 5 o'clock comes early for this family. Pull them aside. Say, hey, let me help you out. How can I help you? You see somebody that's just not doing things, you know, the way they want. See, nobody wants to be a heroin addict, you know. But if one thing this journey has taught me going through this with our baby alone is the socioeconomic makeup of families is I'll tell you, it's a wide spectrum. I mean, you've got my wife and I who are, you know, by all accounts, doing pretty well, white, suburban, opportunities, okay? I didn't grow up black in the ghetto and not have a father. Well, of course, I did actually grow up without a father, but 70% of African-American children grow up without the mother and the father married. You know, and immediately people judge, oh, well, you're going to get her pregnant. Why don't you stick around? And that's what this lady did, man. She judged and she said, well, don't have kids then. It's like, you know, who the hell are you to judge? You know, I didn't grow up black. I didn't grow up Muslim. I didn't grow up Indian. I didn't grow up Syrian. I mean, I didn't grow up. I have no idea the struggles that they go through. I grew up poor in Bradford, PA, you know. Mom was on welfare, but it's not like I ever thought about we didn't have any food in the fridge. We had food stamps. That's how we bought food. But to me, that was perfectly normal. I didn't feel as though I was a second-class citizen. I'm betting you, though, if you combine that with the color of my skin changing maybe to a darker tone, I would have felt more like a second-class citizen. And it just pisses me off, man, now when I see people judge. And, you know, I have some fun when I talk about exercise and things like that. I always exclude people and say, look, you can get in the greatest shape of your life. There's no excuse. You're just not making it a priority. So there's tough talk. But I always exclude people and say, look, if you have a thyroid issue or a medical condition, I get that, man. I totally get that. You let us help you. You let us help you, okay? We'll pick up the slack for you. But no. Not if you're just this lazy slob who with the remote in your hand with the bag of Cheetos and you just want everybody to wait on you and just, no, you're not going to get your ass off the couch. There's a big, big difference. So the message, judge less. Help more. Whenever you feel yourself going over that other side, you're like, God, look at her. Look at him. Don't they know? Well, think about what the hell they might be going through in their life. Think of the challenges they might have just beaten, cancer. Their spouse may have just left them. You know, I remember our neighbor a while back. It's been 6 years now. Husband leaves, just walked out. Literally just walked out. Two kids in high school, just walked out. You know? Devastated. Devastated. I mean, she was watching wedding videos for years, going back 30 years before that, and racking her brain. Where did it all go wrong? What could I have done better? And if you were to see her in the grocery store anytime within 6 months of that event happening, you would have thought, geez, what's her problem? Can't even look up and say hi. Can't even smile. Yeah, you know, it's pretty damn hard to crack a smile sometimes when life hits you between the eyes. And no, that doesn't make you an enabler. It makes you a human being. You know, so let's have fun. Call each other out. Hey, I got thick skin, man. You can throw it to me as well. But at the end of the day, you know, make sure your own house is in order before you start looking to help clean somebody else's house up for them. And also, oh, by the way, when you focus and try to help other people, don't your problems go away? Don't you just feel a little bit better? So with that being said, every day is Saturday and it's all right. Sam Crowley, do you like the rap? Hit me up on Twitter. Let me know. Yo, Sam, the rapper. I'm digging the intro. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.